Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer Nevuchei HaTkufa of Harav Amiel, Zichrono Baracha. We are on Perek Yud Beis, and this year should be Schus V'Armin Arumirasi Moshe Ben Peshadina, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana Rufu Shleima, Rav Yitzchak ben Baracha, Rufu Shleima, and Rav Chaim Yitzchak ben Freda Fegalei, Rufu Shleima, Linishmas, Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel, Rav Yover and Pinchas Halevi, Rav Yaakov Shlomo, Rav Dov Ber. The Rav writes as follows. The parak of this parak is called Ma Bein Achdus Haborei LeElilut. What's the difference between the unity of God, the oneness of God, of the Creator, of Hashem, and idolatry? Bein HaElilut, ששרה בכל העולם כולו לפני מתן תורה ובין אחדות הבורא שנתחדשה על הר סיני מבדיל לא רק הבדל במספר הבדל בין אחד להרבה אלא גם הבדל בעצם לא רק הבדל כמותי כי אם גם הבדל איכותי People think the difference between Judaism, monotheism and polytheism is a number, we have one God they have many it's a lot more than that it's not only in quantity how many gods there are but it's also in quality it's a completely different qualitatively a completely different perspective in philosophy לפי היהדות ברא אלוקים את האדם בצלמו וכדמותו ואילו בעלילות להפך בני אדם בראו לאלוהיהם בצלמם וכדמותם היהדות אומרת מהו רחום אף אתה רחום מהו חנון אף אתה חנון העלילות אומרת את ההפך מה אתה אף הוא המיתולוגיה מדברת על אלילים נועפים, שודדים וצמאים לדם. גם לדם חבריהם אלילים וגם לדם אדם וחווה. אמר רבי יוחנן, הראשים מתקיימים על אלוהיהם שנאמר הוא פרו חלם והנה עומד על היאור. אבל הצדיקים אלוקיהם מתקיים עליהם שנאמר והנה השם ניצב עליו. כל יסודה של האלילות הוא להתייצב על אלוהיהם. שראהימה מטילים הקש מצלמם לאלוהיהם. לעומת זאת, יסוד היהדות הוא בשם, בזה ששם ניצב על האדם. So the difference is that God stands over us. Like it says by Yaakov, Hashem ניצב עליו. By the Rishayim, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they stand in their gods. Power was standing on the Yaor, which is God. We say, just like God is merciful, we should be merciful. They say, what we are, so too their God is. In other words, they create their gods and their images. So their gods are jealous and they're sleeping around and they're just horrible, horrible gods that are created in their own image. But for us, we try to emulate a God who's much higher than us. In Judaism, we strive that people should be tzaddikim. In polytheism and idolatry and paganism, they make their gods into rishayim. Ki mai midat harasha. זוהי מידת הערצת התקיף הנוטעת בלב אדם לא רק רגש היראה אלא גם רגש הכבוד כלפי כל תקיף התקיף מטיל עליו אימה ובכל זאת או יותר נכון דווקא בשביל כך הוא אוהב אותו כנפשו וכלפי החלש להפך מתייחסים אליו לא רק ברגש של ביזיון כי אם גם ברגש של שנאה במקום פני החטא היחידי חלש הוא רשות זו נמצאת במידה מרובה מועדת בלב כל אדם נגעו בעצמכם בזה ותמצאו כי יש לעמוד על העובדה כי כל עיקרה של עבודת האלילות באה ממידת רשעה זו. בני אדם עבדו לאלילים מפני שחשבו אותם לתקיפי דעלמה. In other words, in idolatry, they serve power and they hate anybody who's weak because the person is weak. And we all have that a little bit inside of us that when we see somebody's weak, we are mevaza, we discount them a little bit, we disrespect them a little bit or a lot. They loved their idols and they gave them so much they gave them their children. Why? Because of their rishus. Because they were so powerful and they served power. And these elilim were powerful. In Judaism, no. Our God is Rachum, Chanun, V'Rav Chesed. It's interesting, you know, you see a lot of stories in the Chumash and it says, V'yicharaf Hashem, Hashem got angry at this and Hashem got angry at that, Hashem punished that. So, who is Hashem then? Is that who Hashem is? So when Hashem appears to Moshe, he tells him, after the Chet HaEgel, God Moshe wants to know who Hashem is. Hashem says, Kel Racham V'Chanun, Erech HaPayim, Rav Chesed. That's Be'etzim who Hashem is. And those other midos are only secondary midos to bring to a place of chesed. But that's not Hashem, who Hashem is. Obviously, less machshavah tefisa beklal, but the way we're supposed to perceive God is rachum chanun, erech hapayim v'rav chesed v'emes, no tzer chesed la'alofim, no se ovon pesh v'chata, a very compassionate, merciful, loving God. That's our God. And like we say every Motzei Shabbos, in the psukei bracha that I hope everybody says, in the place of God's godless is the place of God's anava. And you see this in the psukim, in the Torah, in the chumash, in the ksuvim. It doesn't say, oh, God is powerful, you should be powerful. God punishes, you should punish. We don't see such a thing. The Elilim are mevakesh the rodfim. They bow down to the those who are pursuing. But by us it says, ha'elokim yevakesh is hanirdaf. Like Chazal darshan, lo'olam elokim yevakesh tanirdaf. Bein tzadik rodef tzadik, bein rasha rodef rasha, bein rasha rodef tzadik. Afilu tzadik rodef rasha. Whoever is being pursued, even if it's tzadik is pursuing a rasha, God is with the one who's being pursued. God is with the victim. Ha'filosofim mishugan Nietzsche, ha'yem et lotzetzel ha'yandut ve'omer, ki'kor musar ha'yandut urak musar avadim, shechem agenu rak al ha'chalashim. So Nietzsche laughed at Judaism. He said that God always guards the weak. And then that we answer, says Rav Amiel, Palgin and Dibure, Omnam Tzadak Nietzsche, Beomroki Adut Enena Musar Shel Adonim. You're right. It's not a Musar of Adonim, of masters. That's not our religion. Nietzsche was right in that. He called it Musar Avodim, of slaves. But he's not right that it's a Musar Shel Avodim. But we don't like either. We don't like the Adonim or the Avodim. I mean, Hideki, Kamadona, Bagambodim, Sunuim, Allah, Alenu, Betaklita Sena, Arashim Beneshama Rutfim, Batakifim, Vahrim, Beneshama Korim, Shtahavim, Bamodim, Vnea Rutfim, Alalu. We don't like either. We don't like the Adonim because they're the Rotfim, they're the Takifim, they're the powerful. And we don't like the people who bow down in front of their masters. So, what's the Musar of Judaism? What is the ethic of Judaism? Lo Musar Shal Adonim. Lo Musar Shal Avadim. What's our ideal? Our ideal is Musar Shel B'nei Chorin, freedom. That's the Jewish, that's what we idealize. Musar of B'nei Chorin, that we're free people. Anochi Hashem Elokech Asher Etzisicha Meretz Mayim Beis Avodim. When God introduces himself, he says, I'm the God who took you out of Egypt. This is a religion of freedom. So we don't like the masters who are cruel to their Avodim. We don't like the Avodim who bow down to their masters. We like free people. That's our ideal. ואל תאמרו, אתה, איננו צריכים לדבר כלל על דבר האלילות, שכבר נתבטלה גם אצל הגויים ונעשתה חומר להיסטוריונים המומחים לאותו דבר, ולא היא. כשם שבעולם החומרי רואים אנו, החמרים פושטים צורה ולובשים צורה אחרת, וחום וצער נשאר כמקודם. כך בעולם הרוחני. צורה עוברת מגוף אחד לגוף שני, והצורה בעצמה נשאר כמו שהייתה. So he says, oh, why talk about paganism? It's gone. And the answer, no, it just comes in a different form. So to spiritual things. Just like in physical things, they go from form to form, so to in spiritual matters. יש גלגול בנשמות. הנשמה, לפי דעת המקובלים, כשיוצאת מגוף אחד, היא טסה בעולם התורה, שמוצאת לגוף אחר להיכנס בו. There's גלגול נשמות. The נשמות fly from one world and they look for another body. And sometimes they're gilgulim and ideals. They go from one form to another. So if you look, you'll see alilus today. It's not the same necessarily that it was 1,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago. But the essence is the same. This people serve power. Otane emunot shizanchu. עבודת האלילות וקיבלו עליהם את האמונות החדשות עשו רק חיסור, הם החסירו מסכום האלילים הרבים שהיו עד אז והם ידעו מה שלושה מנת השילוש של הנוצרים או על אחד אמונת מוחמד. So the Rav compares this to Christianity and Islam. He says that's also a type of elilus. They just took the many gods, the polytheism, and they knocked it down either to three or to one or to the believing in Muhammad. There's less chomer, but the neshama is still the same neshama. This rishus that's predicated on power. You see, that's how Christianity spread through killing, and that's how Islam spread through killing and violence, as we see. Ad etzem hayom hazeh. Im naaseh kol kach chaviv al hanotzrim pitgamo shel oto ha'ish, im sotrim lecha al lechi achat, hagesh b'chirdat kavod et lechicha hashniya. Or if Yimshoch Mishu Biyat Chazakat Milcha Alyon Mesor Lo Tekef Bachnar Mo Agam Milcha Tachton Kamuvran Kol Zeh Alachar Raklam Belo Lemaase. So what do they say in Christianity? If they slap you on one cheek, then give him very politely your other cheek, so he can slap you again. If somebody tries to drag off your overcoat, so give him your undergarments as well, give him your shirt as well. But this is all La halacha v'lo l'maaseh, we well know that's not the way they live, and it's not the way they've ever lived. Hare kol mi sheyarad l'toch omko shel davar yireh, ki yesh b'zeh yoter mishitat ha'elilut, me'asher mishitat ha'yahadut. Ki yahadut ha'sonet et ha'rodfim tachlit ha'sena, omeret ayin tachat ayin mamon. Ha'rodef lo yinake. Ulam ha'elilut ra'ata tamid kol takif v'aritz, kol mi sheyesh lo yad chazaka v'zo ha'netuya, ki ra'ot p'nei elokim. ותמיד התייחסה ברגש כבוד גדול לכל סותר ללכי לכל חמסן בכוח. So when we see, what do we say? Ayin tachas ayin. Somebody takes out somebody's eye, he's going to have to pay for it. But in Christianity, in paganism, they see somebody has koach. Oh, you slap me? Let me give you my other cheek, you're so powerful. So you can slap me again. So just a new type of gilgul of paganism that we have in our times. Very interesting perspective. משלה בארץ אלא התקיפות שקיבלה צורה חדשה, צורה של עולם הבא. בריא היה כי כל הקדושים הללו תקיפים וגדולים הם בעולם הבא, עד שכל התקיפים בעולם הזה כעין וכאפס כנגדם. In the Middle Ages we see the paganism in the form of the power of an olam haba. The Kedoshim, the saints, had unlimited power, and at the head stood the Pope, who ruled everybody. Everybody would bow down to him. But it wasn't the Kedusha, it wasn't sainthood that ruled on earth, that reigned on earth. But rather power. And now it has a new form, the form of Olam Haba. Not only in Olam Haz, even in Olam Haba. So all of these kedoshim, in quotes, are very powerful in Olam Haba. And in this world, all the kedoshim are nothing compared, all the takifim, all the powerful ones are nothing compared to them. L'chein yoko korim ishtachavim modim lefnei medor zeh me'etzem ha'alilutu me'az u'me'olam ha'doreshet l'cho ha'berech lefnei kol takif. Ach v'rak b'vnei ha'takifut shebo. Im ki takifut zo aina mevi'a l'mechabdei ha'shum to'elet ad rabah. F'im mevi'u gam hefsed. לכן היו שונאים בתכלית השנאה את כל הכופרים ושפכו את עמם כמים, לא כל כך בשביל כפירתם, אך בשביל חטאם הגדול חלשים הם. אם לא בעולם הזה, על כל פנים לעולם הבא. You know why they hated the kofrim? Not only because they were kofrim, but more because they're going to be weak in Olam Haba, and they don't like weak people. So that was back then, they liked the takif in Olam Haba. לעומת זה נעשתה תקיפות הלאומית למטבע עובר לצרכי בכל העולם כולו. כי עם היכול לשדוד ולהרוג ביותר הוא העם הנבחר. Everybody has to honor that nation that can kill the most. So in our times there are many idols, and each nation has their idols, what they worship. Power. In America obviously it's sports, entertainment, people with fame, people with lots of money, people who are well connected. That's what they worship. אם לא הכל ראו את העלילות של הלאומיות, הרי הכל יכולים לראות את האלילות של הנאציזם, שהוא תולדה עקבית של הלאומיות. ואם לא הכל חדרו לפילוסופיה של ניטשה המשוגע, שכל חדשה בהם רק חידושי אלילות, הרי הכל יכולים לראות זאת אצל המטורף היטלר עם מחשמם. תלמידו המופק של ניטשה, הראשון היה נאה דורש במרכאות, ואחרון נקיים במרכאות. מהסוף מעשה של האחרון, אפשר לתפוס את המחשבה תחילה של הראשון. So it all that starts with Nietzsche and it ends with Hitler Yimach Shemam. So not everybody can appreciate the elilut of Lu'umiyut, but the elilut of Nazism, of that they worship power. That's why Hitler hated the Jews. We're the conscience of the world. That's like a weakness, that we have a conscience. Kol ha'atzlacha shel ha'rasha she'asha'a mishaket lo מקורה ושורשה נעוצים באלילות, שעדיין היא חיה וקיימת בליבות הגויים, שרק למראית עין קיבלו את הנצרות ולבבם באלימם, והברית החדשה חי הייתה ברית, הייתה ברית רק מקופיה ולא מקוביה, מקבעה, ולא מקבעה. זאת אומרת, that the הצלח of this evil that's only going to be temporarily successful is rooted in this idolatry that still lives in the hearts of those evil people. So it looks like they were mekabel the Christianity, but even that wasn't real in many cases. Just a lot, very often, just bloodthirsty people. Rak b'nei Yisrael, lefi divrei Chazal, sarfu b'tchilat habayit sheni et yitzrat avodah zarah, amot ha'olam lo sarfu oto, adayin elbishu oto b'gdei kehuna, she'enam homim oto klal uklal. It's interesting, people think that there's no more yetzer avodah zarah. So there is a Yetzer of Rezara. We don't have it anymore. But the Umas Olam have it, and I guess we who get close to the Umas Olam, but that's the Avodah Zarah is not necessarily in the West, bowing down to a cow. But again, it's the worship of power and other false ideologies and ideals, qualities. Me'alkenu mitparetz li'itim tchufot u'mitgalel l'neged einenu parzufo ha'mikori v'amiti. That's the Derech Eretz b'fnei ha-takif. Ha-rasha shel zmanenu shirah m'shachekat lo-yidei l'shtamesh b'psychologia shel avodah zarah zo. Wow. U'ma matmi ha-davar she-nevuchei ha-tkufa shelanu ha-yum mechassidav shel Nietzsche davka. Adayin zochrim anu et giboreinu she-chrizu l'fnei eilu asrot shanim al shinui ha-rkin v'achlafat ha-rkei ha-yadut b'arachav shel Nietzsche l'abdil. V'yavon nevuchim eilu v'yurot shinui ha-rkin she-bal yidei Hitler. So he says that the people who are confused in our generation love Nietzsche. And Nietzsche was the practical appearance, actualization of Nietzsche was in Hitler. So we have to be aware of that, and obviously we have to stay far, far away from that and know how much evil there is in this elilut, in this modern day paganism and idolatry. So, Emirat Hashem, we will continue fascinating discussion, I hope, in the coming shir, and we should be zocha to connect to the one God, the God of love and of chesed and of rechem. Shalom.